Welcome to a muzzled chat. I freaking have this fire inside of me right now. I don't know about you, but things have been made so freaking crystal clear. I can't imagine doing anything else. In fact, it kind of blows my mind for other men out there to be so wrapped up in their jobs and everything they're doing. Now, I get a lot of folks haven't put in the time to see the level of infiltration, fifth generation warfare, and how they themselves and their loved ones are under direct attack. We are at war. My hope and prayer is that we can effectively sound the alarm on this war. So effectively that we'll open eyes, we'll humble ourselves and seek that relationship with our Creator, answer the why we are here, and dang it, go to battle, go to war, whatever it freaking takes, whatever it takes. Folks, there's a few that are ruling over the many that have infiltrated all of this. At the very top of that is Lucifer himself, evil. But let's dive in. This very clip here, in fact, exposes a lot of the who is behind this war. Who? Who has infiltrated our government? Who's pulling the strings of that puppet Joe Biden? Let's play this.
Let's get into real history, and there's no real reason for people to have been, you know, praising America for its policies, not for a long time. And that includes World War I and World War II, big time. I mean, the idea that we were the good guys is a bunch of shit. There's a great film, many of you may have seen it online, The Greatest Story Never Told. I highly recommend it. Many, many hours, a big investment, but you will learn a lot, especially if you think the official version of World War II has any resemblance to the truth. There have been plenty of people before me who pioneered the truth in this subject, and they have paid heavy prices. I mean, there's some really good people out there. We think that Adolf Hitler is so evil because we've been programmed to believe ridiculous notions of history that bear no resemblance to the truth, and no genuine historian buys into the bullshit, especially the 6 million figure and the gas chambers and all this sort of stuff. Through a very intentional, fraudulent financial system, which is intended and inherently involved in enslaving us by debt that we can never pay back. Adolf Hitler's greatest crime was pulling Germany out of that system. It's the same people who are running the banks to this day. Who owns the private bank known as the Federal Reserve? Who are the shareholders? You're not even allowed to know who they are, but we know who they are. They're all Rothschilds-related stooges and Rothschilds themselves, but you're not even allowed to know that. Hell, the fucking Fed isn't even allowed to be audited. That's power, right. I tell you. And the world that we live in, the reason why it is as fucked up as it is because with that infinite supply of money in the hands of a bunch of psychopaths, yep, who are drunk on the idea of a Jewish supremacist, Talmudic, largely Talmudic ideology, which effectively means all of us are nothing but cattle. We are the goy. We're not to be considered. Get into the Talmud and look at some of the stuff. Look at it. At the end of the day, I will make the most of the time that I've got here and fuck political correctness and kowtowing to this bullshit. Now, I could sit here and talk a little bit more about everything we've been taught about World War II and the Holocaust, but let it suffice to say that it fits in line with virtually everything we've been told about history in general. Bullshit. Bullshit. Let's get into real.
It's been said. They've said it out loud. That we're a bunch of useless eaters. We are cattle to them. We're less than cattle to them. Why are we sitting back? Truly. Now, this is pretty mind-blowing. Here. I mean, well, this is... Let's just play this. And there's more. This is the Pope. The Pope. Kissing hands in the feet. Well, I don't think the feet in this clip, but of the Rothschilds, the Rockefeller, and Kissinger. Pope. Yeah, the other one, he gets on his hands and knees, kissing the feet. But in this, why are these so individuals so important? They're all evil. They're all demonic. And don't take my word for it. Do your own research. The symbolism is off the charts. All these individuals are sick. And we're just gonna sit by and let them reign? It's intentional. All this deteriorated state, the financial systems, the economies, everything. It's intentionally being manipulated to keep us less of a lesser threat. And now they want mass genocide because they need to get the world population. It has nothing to do with global warming. It has nothing to do with Mother Earth. With an information age, this is what it boils down to. These rulers, these Satanists, with the information age, it's became a grave threat, the world population. That's why they want to eradicate 7.5 billion people. 7.5 billion people. And maintain a level of 500 million worldwide. Because with the money, with what they've, the infrastructure they've created, they know they'd eradicate the threat coming knocking on their doors physically, mortally in this life. And with the AI advances, they don't need any more than that to basically serve them. And this is nothing conspiratorial. Come to your own conclusion. Do the freaking research behind everything. Maybe I should play the clip also connecting these individuals to all the major, all corporations, all of them. All of them, folks. Okay, let's play this guy, this one right here. This gal does a great job.
On Earth in 2024. So early next week, the sun, which is 400 times larger than
very
the moon,
interesting,
and coincidentally exactly 400 times farther away than the moon, will be 100% perfectly covered up by the moon during a total solar eclipse, because they appear exactly the same size in the sky, which is quite the coincidence, considering we are moving around the sun at 66,672 miles an hour, while the sun is hurling through a forever exponentially expanding space at 448,000 miles an hour, and the moon is just able to cover up the sun 100% perfectly, no more, no less. That is a bit of a coincidence, if you ask me. Meanwhile, NASA will be firing 3 rockets into the total solar eclipse to study the air. And those rockets are named Apep, after the Egyptian serpent demon god of destruction and chaos.
Interesting.
Don't believe me? Ask NASA for yourself. The mission is called Apep. The acronym was chosen because Apep is also the name of the serpent god from ancient Egyptian cosmology, who pursued the sun god Ra and every so often nearly consumed him, resulting in an eclipse. So they gave a very innocent and understandable reasoning for naming it Apep, but they forgot to mention that Apep represents the forces of chaos, death, and disorder. It's literally the opposite of light and good. It's pure evil. The serpent demon god of destruction is what they're naming the rockets that they're shooting into the sun after. But that's not all. Meanwhile, all of this is going on while NASA is shooting rockets into the total solar eclipse. And
it's interesting. We have been like indoctrinated to think NASA and good and science, like all this, it's corrupt as heck. It's all infiltrated, folks. They wouldn't be naming rockets so demonically I'm at a loss for words. It's so clear. Let's continue because I want to help clear it up for everyone else.
While the moon is perfectly covering the sun, CERN, who has a statue of the Hindu god of destruction right outside their door, will be firing up the largest machine in the entire world, the Large Hadron Collider. That's right. They are going to be firing billions of protons at each other at the speed of light in a 17-mile long tunnel, trying to recreate the conditions 1 second after the Big Bang. And they are firing it up during the total solar eclipse. Besides the fact that they have the statue of the Hindu god of destruction right outside their door, I guess it's also just a coincidence that their logo is literally three sixes. And I guess it's also a coincidence that CERN is located in Geneva, Switzerland. And the Bible says that Satan lives where Antipas was put to death. And Antipas was put to death at the Apollyon Temple in Geneva, Switzerland. But it goes even deeper than that. CERN and the Large Hadron Collider are specifically located in a city called St. Genis Poli. I know I'm probably butchering that. But that city translates to Apollyacum, which was a village temple dedicated to Apollo. And Apollo is very closely compared and related to Shiva, which is the statue that they have right outside. And Apollo is very closely associated with destruction, means to destroy. And they have a statue of the god of destruction right outside, while NASA is shooting three rockets into the solar eclipse named after the serpent demon god of destruction. So CERN, whose logo is 666, who has a statue of the Hindu god of destruction right outside, is located at an ancient temple of Apollo. And the ancient temple of Apollo was believed to have a portal to the underworld right underneath it. And the Large Hadron Collider is located right on top of it, where they're trying to smash particles together to create what created the universe. The Bible says they had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon and in Greek is Apollyon, that is destroyer. I guess it's also a coincidence that the World Wide Web was created at CERN. And WWW translates into Hebrew as 666. So not only will NASA, whose name means to deceive in Hebrew, be shooting three rockets into the total solar eclipse named after the serpent demon god of destruction, but at the same exact time, CERN, whose logo is 666, who created the World Wide Web that translates into 666, who has a statue of the Hindu god of destruction right outside their door that is built on top of a temple dedicated to Apollo, the god of chaos and destruction and the ruler of the underworld, they will be firing up the Large Hadron Collider and shooting particles at each other at the speed of light to create dark matter during the total solar eclipse. Does this not sound like they're trying to like open a portal or send us into the upside down or something? Because honestly, the Large Hadron Collider looks a lot like that portal opener that they had in Stranger Things. And even one of the top scientists working on the Large Hadron Collider said, "Out of this door might come something, or we might send something to it." Does that not sound like a portal is opening up? Sergio Bertolucci said that. He is an Italian particle physicist and the former director of research and scientific computing at CERN. So I think he knows what he's talking about. So considering all of the satanic references associated with CERN that I just mentioned, including the human sacrifice ritual that happened right outside of CERN, right in front of the Hindu statue of destruction, I don't think that they're opening this portal for anything good. I'm gonna be honest. If you don't remember that CERN ritual happening, here's a video of it. I'm about to play it. And then the fact checkers came out and said that it was just a bunch of scientists playing a prank on us and performing a fake human sacrifice ritual in front of the god of destruction, because scientists are just known for their pranks and human sacrifice is so funny. And on another note, the moon is also turning red. It's rusting because hematite is being found on it. And hematite is derived from the Greek word for blood. And I guess it's just a coincidence that the Bible says the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And that's exactly what's happening. I'm not going to say it's the end of the world, but I'm not going to say it's not.
Well done, ma'am. Well done. Folks, it's not doom and gloom. Everything's glorious. This great awakening, it's glorious. We get to fall into ourselves, like, and why we're here, fulfilling our purpose, drawn near to God. We, above all, need him. And sooner versus later, it's not that more than ever before, because every generation before us that ever was, I mean, there's just as much relevance then for them as there is now for us. In a way, potentially more so. In a slight way, Let me explain with my chimp brain. Because if our time is cut short due to war times, due to bioweapons, due to the rapture, that we're prepared. We all want to know the day, the time. But God says in the Bible, we won't know. So it's pointless to know. And when there's so many blessings and things to be gained drawn near him, why would we prolong that to our own detriment any longer? Period. Folks, we must get prepared. I feel like the affiliations with gear, tactical gear companies, the food companies, they're just not getting structured quick enough for this platform. I feel like I failed you. I feel like I should have kicked things off sooner. Probably sharing that information as soon as it comes through, so bear with us. But for the time being, still to this day, the most important, like, purchase that I feel anyone could make is the EMP shield. That is a grave threat. Think about it. Why would they nuke themselves? Why would evil and these elites, these globalists, this Illuminati, the cabal, the deep state, the Freemasons, whatever, these groups, these devil worshipers, these Satanists, why would they want to do nuclear and just all these other things when they know downright, outright, if they just knock out that power grid, we as Americans will do a real good job tearing ourselves apart. City living will obviously be the craziest places. A lot of towns that have the means, like well, water, and means to create food, have the potential to thrive. But there might be a duration. We don't know. We don't know how long the durations of these things. So general preparedness. But to stay mobile amongst this and keep your vehicle on the road for it's $389, but with our $50 discount, oh my gosh, my brain, what is that, $339. Folks, for $339, to keep the means and ability to travel and load that up with all your supplies, meet up with family, loved ones, because this blinking box isn't going to work unless you have that in a Faraday cage, unless you're prepared. I mean, who knows if sat phones are going to work, ham radios. So you're either hoofing it. If you got horses, you're literally hoofing it. Or you get one of these EMP shields and you still got your vehicle. And the more of us that get those, the less of a threat it will be for us on, you know, that day. So we must get lots of people on board here locally to get them. Go to EMP now. I know they're getting backlogged on orders, folks. Like, backlogged. The world's waking up and it's all they can do. So check that out. Get prepared. All right. What happened here? What did I click? What did I click? Give me a sec. Well, so much to cover. Well, disclaimer, some language, but I just got to play this gentleman's clip because, man, he really says I admire and appreciate and respect his stance, and we need more people to say enough on this because it's impacting our freaking children.
I'm fucking sick of the visibility and the 50-plus holidays they offer.
It's like 3 months.
Right. Oh, I'm fucking tired of it, and so is everybody else. We get it forced down our throat in every single fucking direction we look. Y'all don't need any more visibility. You need to shut the fuck up. That's what you need to do. Right. You need to shut the fuck up, and people will leave you the fuck alone. Stay away from kids. People will leave you alone. Yes. Jamming your shit down everybody's throat at every point is only going to create more problems for you. You're not going to be left alone or live in harmony or be respected or be treated with dignity because you're not treating anybody else with respect and dignity. You're not respecting anybody else's viewpoints. If they don't like it, they're a racist, they're a bigot, they're a this, they're a that. How about this? Fuck off.
Yeah, it's time you go after children. You get the old yeller treatment. That even goes for parents. I'm sorry. It's not even a custody issue at the point you take them in to have their precious bodies mutilated. You're totally ignorant and drinking up an evil narrative without even doing your due diligence, looking in the statistics. The detransitioners, there's no even accurate database, but there's been a reported over 50,000 of them this year. 50,000 over this last year. And it's ramping up like insanely. And it's ludicrous that evil's running with narratives like lies that don't you care about your children? Your child's gonna die. Statistically, factually, there is an increase in the suicide rate of over 25% for those children that transition. Fact. This is morally, ethically wrong. It boils my blood. It is sick. It is evil. And it's intentionally being done to divide, confuse, sap up our energy because we're now off topic of the who's behind the curtain. Who's the wizard behind the curtain? Okay, we see Joe Biden, the puppet. Who's the wizard? Ultimately, Satan. But a very few. Why are we allowing that? Why are we funding them with our hard-earned money? The Federal Reserve is not a government entity. And the IRS, Gestapo, are you freaking kidding me? Income tax is illegal. It's not a constitutional... Ugh, I'm tripping up on words, but do your own research. Stop funding evil. Oh my gosh, homeschool your children, folks. Yes, it's what you need to do. Let's play this guy.
In the school system, they don't want us to learn about money because they just want to pump out good employees that do what they're told. Right. I mean, if you look at school, it's opposite of what it takes to be successful in real life. Children. Don't make a mistake. Do as you're told. Take tests by yourself. Don't cooperate. Do it by yourself. Do it on your own. And
that's why us parents, like you parents, us adults, need to break the social conditioning we've acquired. No, paying your taxes isn't a good old thing like we've been wired to believe. Truth really does set us free. It's so wild.
The last thing was, there's only one right answer. No, there's tons of answers to a problem.
Right.
So you come out of school scared to death of making a mistake. Mm. You do everything on your own. You don't cooperate. There's no synergy. There's no brainstorming. And there's only one right answer. Everybody wants to get the right answer. There's no one right answer. So I think people come out of school paralyzed. I think the school system is criminal in that it kills a child's spirit of learning.
Right.
You know, a child goes into school all excited about, yeah, I'm going to learn and it's going to be great. And then the teacher says, sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
Don't talk. We don't care what you're interested in. The school system.
Critical thinking, but even more than that, it literally kills them through the structure they put behind it with the childhood vaccine schedule to even get them in those spaces. The childhood vaccine schedule is not designed to protect any child. You can look into the information. See Vaxxed 1 and Vaxxed 2 on BitChute. Let's listen to President Trump.
School prayer is banned, but drag shows are absolutely allowed.
Right.
You can do whatever you want. You can't teach the Bible, but you can teach children that men get pregnant and that kindergartners are allowed to pick their own gender. You can't talk about the Bible. You would not trust these people to babysit your children for 30 minutes, and we should not let them educate millions of American students 6 hours a day, year after year.
And that's the man the war machine mainstream media is demonizing. Mainstream media, who they own by. The school systems, who are they governed by? The government, who's running that show? It's all connected to these evil rulers that worship Satan. It's so clear. You can vax the entire planet, but you can't feed the starving. Here's a very... Let's just intermission with this beautiful clip here. I love this gentleman. Wow.
I think I'm a white man.
You think?
Yeah.
No. Do you believe?
I believe I am a white man.
Don't you know that belief is a doubt?
How is belief a doubt?
Eh?
How is belief
a doubt? Because you cannot believe something and know it.
My poor brain, wait.
Hang on.
I cannot believe it and know it.
No. And you can only believe in what you don't know.
I like that. You can only believe in what you don't know.
You don't know.
That's why you have to believe it.
Yes.
Ah.
Now, do you believe in your mother and father?
No, I know my mother and father.
Yeah. So, but you might believe in Jesus.
I might believe in Jesus.
Because you don't know Jesus.
I've never met him.
You can only believe in what you don't know.
True.
So know that belief is a doubt.
Believe.
Now, do you know that you are a white man? If you know that you are white, explain to me how you know this.
Okay, my mother is Portuguese and she's white. My father is Scottish with
Such
blonde and blue
shallow
eyes.
Thinking.
And you reckon they are white?
I reckon.
All right, listen to this conversation.
Go on, you tell.
If I get water,
yeah,
it's quite simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get a black can,
yeah,
a white one,
yeah,
a blue one and a yellow one. And I fill them with water and seal them.
Yeah, okay.
When you look, would you see the water?
You can't see the water at all.
What would you see?
Nothing, just the white of the black.
You would see the different colors.
The different colors.
And if you trust those eyes of yours,
yeah,
you're going to believe that they're different, aren't you?
I will believe that.
Until you go and fucking taste them.
Correct.
And what are you going to discover?
That it's all just water.
All one. Oneness in diversity, we call it.
Yeah.
Now you see all these human beings that you see.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Who believe that they are Japanese, Chinese, blacks, and whites.
Right. Yeah.
They are the same. And if you go to any one of them, excuse me, sir, what color is your mind?
What color is your mind?
You see, you hear what you said?
He doesn't know what color his mind
is. No. Go and ask a Japanese. He don't know either.
No.
Because we are spirits living in different color physical bodies. We are not our bodies. When you look with the eyes, you are not seeing me. You are seeing the body. Just like I tell you, when you look at the tins, you won't see the water, will you?
No.
So, will you look at my body and say I'm a black man? That is a program.
Program.
You was programmed from birth, yeah? To believe that you are blacks and whites.
Wow.
But you fuck all like that. You're just a spirit in a body full of the same.
Yeah, F all that. programming. United, we are strong. You just even forget the unification for a second. Just delete that issue, that big issue that's once again being propped up with the mainstream media bullhorn, with everything they have control over, the Netflix, Disney. I mean, trying to rewrite histories, create movements, fictional ideology, wokeness. They're standing all this up because evil knows. It's like, so if we could even just delete all that, we could focus on the real issues. And naturally, that would bring unification. Unbelievable.
Hollywood was and is an...
Let's dive into some of the sickness. Evil. There's nothing conspiratorial about how these people pray. It's just evil, folks. And it's not just Hollywood. It's so connected. Why are we sitting back? Frick our jobs. We gotta set things down, folks. We have to unite. Now, if you could, luckily, you don't technically have to fully, I mean, for me, I can't imagine doing anything else, once again. And we need more men to show up and help resolve these issues and protect the innocent. But we lived in a very blessed era where we could have, we could show up. We don't have to leave our job. We could show up by forwarding things like this. By speaking out. We're trying to compile and do a lot of the heavy lifting here. So all you got to do is copy, freaking go to a social media, paste, maybe personalize it, send. It's it. Can't be that free. We live in a blessed era. Let's not let the negative comments come. You're gonna gain more support strong from strong people. Let that motivate you. We gotta do this massively. Oh, it hasn't gotten bad enough yet? Freaking listen to this trash.
That's the biggest problem for children in this industry.
The casting couch even applies to children.
Oh, yeah. Not in the same way. It's all done under the radar.
Nobody talks about pedophilia.
It's the big secret.
And it's widespread?
Oh, yeah. I was surrounded by them when I was 14
Corey
years old.
Corey Feldman.
Literally.
Told know it. It wasn't everyone and nobody listened.
And what they wanted and what they were about and the types of people that were surrounding me till I went, oh, my God, they were everywhere like vultures.
You believe that children are being abused by pedophiles in
Absolutely.
Hollywood.
Absolutely.
So why are you sitting down talking to me? Why aren't you sitting down with the police right now?
I've told the police. In fact, if anybody wants to go back to 1993 when I was interviewed by the Santa Barbara Police Department, I sat there and I gave them the names. They're on record. They have all of this information. But they were scanning Michael Jackson. All they cared about was trying to find something on Michael Jackson.
But you said, by the way, did not abuse you.
Who Michael was innocent. And that was what the interview was about with the police in 1993. I told them he is not that guy. And they said, well, maybe you just don't understand your friend. And I said, no, I know the difference between pedophiles and somebody who's not a pedophile because I've been molested. Here's the names. Go investigate. And let me push this forward. There are thousands of people in Hollywood who have the same information. Why is it all on me? Why is it if I don't release the names in the next...
Right. It's an interesting picture. Nazi, the Nazi socialist regime. Anti-guns, censorship, media mind control, abortion, hate Jews, worship the government. Verbatim, same thing as the Democrat Party. Socialism, no guns, censorship. Media, mind control, abortion, hate Jews and whites, worship the government. Folks, we need to up our health, Visuals are huge. Once again, all this content, all the links will be in the comment section. Now, it's not the heaviest hitting, but it's enough. It's visual. Should stem the questions. Why? Why is this in freaking baby food?
Did you know that they add metal shards to baby food? As you can see in this video, this woman rubs a magnet on top of her baby's oatmeal. And as you can see, there are tons of little shards inside of the oatmeal. And so you know how to give it a try and see if it's actually real. So I grab myself some of that Gerber oatmeal.
Yeah, so what's he do? He goes and does it.
Rub it on top of the magnet. I did it in like a shadowy part. I was already feeling some resistance, so the bag kind of like moves. You can kind of see the shards starting to pick up, and the bag is levitating when I rub it. And look at that.
Unbelievable.
Yo, there's a ton of little shards of metal. Can somebody in the comments let me know what is going on? I don't know if this is even healthy. Let me know.
It's not, and it's intentionally being done. So it goes from all of our processed foods. And that's exactly what they're trying to do with their created meats and everything, folks. And it isn't for health. Surprise. Man, body autonomy. Now this just put weight on my heart because the Canadians I had on. Shout out to Terry and Nina.
And then I came to a question stating, do you have 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 COVID vaccines?
Being denied.
There was no
work
option for zero.
Because they're COVID vaccine status.
There was no way to skip this question. It's hilarious.
It's full tyranny.
So you know what? I put five. If these employers want to waste my time, I'll waste yours. Give me a call back. Please. You want to waste my time? I'm going to waste your time. Enough is enough of this.
Yes.
Stop asking people for their medical history.
They need
it's none
help
of your goddamn business,
right?
Especially for employment. Like, this needs to stop. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've even called EI and let them know because I've been declined work over my vaccination status still. Like, are we gonna get over this? Wake up to the ones to the employers that are requesting this. Stop.
We can put a stop to it, folks. Takes us. But the reality of it is, if we don't start getting loud now, is the CEO here, Seth Dillon, talks about censorship in the threat, because without freedom of speech, we are just slaves in the matrix. That is very well put. Without freedom of speech, we are just slaves in the matrix. We actually lose our ability to fight back in this technological age. Be very tricky to assemble proper organization and creating what we need to. That's why it's crucial we take this action now.
Not long ago, Elon Musk bought Twitter, changed his bio to Chief Twit, and sent me a DM that said, "Do you want the Babylon Bee restored? There will be no censorship of humor. We've been trying to think of a joke worth $44 billion ever since. But as resourceful and committed to free speech as he is, Musk is still just one man. And Twitter, now X, is just one platform. Censorship remains a rule on big tech. X is a welcome but rare exception. Just a couple of months ago, I was notified that the David Horowitz Freedom Center, a conservative nonprofit, was permanently suspended by Vimeo for posting a talk I'd given about censorship. Just think about the irony of that for a second.
Right.
Because if they wanted to make my point for me more emphatically than I ever could, they censored my talk about censorship. Why? Hate speech, they said. I was giving a talk about how the Bee had been censored unjustly for hate speech, and they censored it for hate speech. We've reached a point where you can't even talk about how they're censoring you without them censoring you. I think Dave Chappelle was right when he said, it shouldn't be this dangerous to talk. So what is it exactly that the lovers of censorship want from us? I think the answer is clear. They want acquiescence. They want submission. They want unquestioning conformity. They want us to give up and stop fighting, stop telling jokes, stop telling the truth. They want to raise the cost of speaking freely so high that we'd rather just keep our mouths shut to avoid all the hassle and penalties.
Ooh, we can't allow that. You fear that, or do you fear God? That's why they want to take God out of it. Because if you fear God, you will never fear that.
And that would be the easy thing, wouldn't it? Adjust our behavior, fall in line, do our best to play by the rules of wokeness that try to reshape reality itself. It'd certainly be easier than fighting back and risking everything. We'd have no more headaches, no more suspensions, no more disruptions to our revenue streams. And all it would cost us is our integrity. All we'd have to trade for a little peace of mind and a platform is the truth itself and our right to speak it. All we have to do is trade freedom, a thing so profoundly valuable that men have laid down their lives to secure it, for captivity and capitulation. Are you willing to make that trade just to make things easier? We were faced with this choice when Twitter suspended us last year for a joke we made about Rachel Levine, a transgender health admiral in the Biden administration. For those who don't remember the details, USA Today had named Rachel Levine their pick for Woman of the Year. Apparently, they'd run out of real women to choose from. And we looked at that headline, and it felt like a parody already. How are you supposed to satirize something like that? You got a man in a dress picked for Woman of the Year. It sounds like something straight out of
unacceptable.
But that's unacceptable. Comedy today, you have to somehow manage to come up with jokes that are funnier than whatever Democrats are doing in real life. It's a tough job. So we started pitching ideas back and forth. And one we had was just to mock USA Today's insane choice for Woman of the Year by just accurately referring to Rachel Levine as a man. The headline we landed on was this. The Babylon Bee's Man of the Year is Rachel Levine. Our chief editor, Kyle, joked that this one was going to get us kicked off Twitter. They count on this, by the way. They know that if they can make you afraid of being deplatformed, you'll do their job for them and censor yourself. For every case of hard censorship where they actually take down user content, there are 1,000 cases of soft censorship where users bite their own tongue knowing they'll be penalized if they speak freely. But we don't do that here. We refused to censor ourselves.
Muzzles are
off.
So
we took a chance and posted the Rachel Levine joke, knowing it might get us in some trouble. It wasn't long, of course, before some trans activists got a hold of it and started mass reporting the tweet. Twitter reviewed it, determined we'd violated the hateful conduct policy, which prohibits misgendering, and they sent us a notice to say that we'd been locked out of our account. As these platforms often do, they gave us a choice. Delete the tweet and you can have your account back. Refuse and your account will remain locked indefinitely. Now, they could have deleted it themselves. That would have been censorship, sure, but I'd much prefer that to what actually happened. Instead of deleting it themselves, they told us we had to delete it. And not only that, we had to check a box acknowledging that we'd engaged in hateful conduct. That's not just censorship. It's subjugation. So we refused. Within minutes, I responded publicly. We're not deleting anything, I tweeted. If the cost of speaking the truth is the loss of our Twitter account, then so be it.
Good.
We knew this meant losing access to our millions of followers. We knew it meant being sidelined from the conversation. But we also knew we'd be giving up something even more important if we caved. Almost immediately, people started mocking us and taunting us, saying it was only a matter of time before we deleted the tweet. They couldn't wait to see us betray our own principles just to get back the clicks and engagement we'd given up. I actually found their wishing we'd show weakness motivational. It made me want to double down. I mean, what could be more fun than disappointing a bunch of leftists?
Yeah.
A couple of days later, we got a call from Elon Musk. He wanted to know if we'd actually been suspended. And we explained that we were locked out and had to delete a tweet in order to get our account back. He asked us why that was a problem for us, so we gave our reasons. And he respected them. Then he pauses for a moment. He says, maybe I just need to buy Twitter. We thought he was kidding. Apparently, he wasn't. But Musk understands the dangers of censorship. He knows that the freedom to argue and tell jokes is necessary, not just for the entertainment value, but because bad ideas need to be challenged. They need to be refuted and they need to be ridiculed or they'll spread like the mind viruses that they are and ruin everything. Chief among the mind viruses is wokeness. Musk has called it one of the greatest threats to civilization and cited its spread as one of the primary reasons he felt compelled to buy Twitter. I asked him why he thinks wokeness is such a threat, and this was his reply. Wokeness, at its heart, is divisive, exclusionary, and hateful.
Yes.
It gives mean people an excuse to be cruel while armoring false virtue. That's beautifully put, but...
While armoring false virtue. Yeah. So well said, folks. This can be a lot of tools at our disposal. If we don't articulate that well, and we got... certain family members or anything, we got to compile this information and have it at our disposal.
More importantly, it's true. And we're seeing this play out with the left's attacks on comedy. Mean people, I like to call them crybullies, want to take away our freedom to tell jokes, and they're doing it in the name of protecting others from harm. But they aren't actually protecting anyone.
No.
All they're doing is shielding their bad ideas from criticism and mockery. Just like Musk said, wokeness is oppressive cruelty designed to crush dissent, all under the guise of false virtue. They'll tell you that we're using the cover of satire to push hatred. But that's just projection. In reality, they're using the power of concern for the so-called marginalized to be bullies and tyrants who trample all over our freedom. We saw this play out with the recent advertiser boycott of X. Big brands like Disney, Apple, and IBM were withdrawing their ad spend in an effort to twist Musk's arm and get him to do their bidding. They thought they could raise the price of speaking freely so high that even Elon Musk wouldn't be willing to pay it. They were wrong.
Right.
It turns out there are things that matter more than money to people with integrity. The bullies and tyrants have forgotten that. I'm sure most of you have seen the video where Musk told them not to advertise.
Right.
Using language I won't repeat here, he told them he didn't want their money if it came with strings attached, strings that infringed on the freedom of both himself and the millions of users he'd just liberated. I don't think people realize how profound it is to see somebody stand up and say, you can't bully me into silence and force me to do whatever you want by holding money over me.
Could you imagine the impact you could have? I don't care how big, how small. It's refreshing to see this each and every single time. And we must start leading by example.
From my head, free speech is worth more than whatever you might try to take from me. No one's ever stood up to Disney like that before and said no thanks to their mountain of money. It was insane. It was inspirational. And there's an important lesson in it. Musk has shown us the key to winning this fight. We have to stop caring what freedom might cost us. Of course, it's easier said than done. When you're the world's richest man, you can suffer some pretty heavy losses without having to move back in with your parents. But what about the rest of us? I can tell you right now, the Babylon Bee would not have been able to take the stand that we did against Twitter if it hadn't been for the support of our subscribers. That's our safety net. That's what gives us confidence to fight back against big tech without having to fear they'll put us out of business. They can hurt us, sure. They can reduce our reach and smear us in the media. But they can't shut us down. We have our supporters to thank for that. I hope you'll consider joining the fight by becoming a paid subscriber to the Babylon Bee. But don't just support us. Support defenders of freedom wherever you find them. Subscribe to X Premium to support Elon. Ditch Disney and subscribe to the Daily Wire. Back anyone bold enough to say what's true, even if it comes at a cost. Especially if it comes at a cost. They'll be that much more fearless and that much harder to stop if they have a whole army of freedom-loving subscribers at their back.
Right. Wow, with that being said, if you're finding any value here and you believe that, because we're trying to build more and more and more value and we've been beneficial in any way, shape, or form or enlightening, please support us. We got the coffee link, the Venmo, the Cash App, the GoFundMe. Probably do a Patreon program here soon. This is every little bit helps astronomically, and I'm committed, not going anywhere. We will wrap it up there. Folks, more to come, more connections, more tools, links. It's time to pull back that curtain and expose the wizard, the ones behind. They're just flesh and blood. We could choose to stay enslaved. I truly feel with the current trajectory, we will even lose that choice because we'll be so sickly, everything they're doing. It's beyond tyrannical. Biological warfare is no freaking joke. Psychological warfare, all of that, same. For frick's sakes, we live in a world men think they could breastfeed and birth wearing woman face. Men is woman of the year. What? How upside freaking down? We are way past. Like, we're way past time. We need a lot more engagement. Please help us get there. That is the call to action. Join the fight. Join us. Support us. Share, follow, like. God bless you. We're going to continue this fight. We will be seeing you soon. By the way, get prepared. I don't know what you're waiting for. EMP shield. Get that on your vehicle ASAP. Links below.